Sunday, November 23rd, 2008, the solemnity of Christ the King in the ordinary form and the last Sunday after Pentecost in the extraordinary form. Episode CVA number 150. Take 105,798.
From the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystals Vincent Network.
Crystals Vincent Anywhere is at a party, and you're invited to come crash it.
Right now!
It's the Crystals Vincent Anywhere Cent and a Half Tennial Snuckfember Fest! And now, the 150-year-old snark, here's Brian Michael Page!
Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbriani's Michaelis Pagina. Welcome to our 150th episode of Crystals Vincent Anywhere. Yeah! This is our cent and a half tennial. I didn't feel like saying sesquicentennial. Too big, too fancy. But yet, it does sound more logical to have something that sits pretty in between centennial and bicentennial. So, cent and a half tennial, it is. Let's get down right to the nitty gritty. We have a winner in our Krakowska Kielbasa parody contest, and that winner is David Loria. He gave us a real funny hymn parody. We had asked for a parody about Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystals Vincent Anywhere, set to a standard hymn tune, and David did exactly that. He wrote about Krakowska Kielbasa and set it to the tune Lord's Hymn, which is associated with many hymn texts in French, but most commonly known here in the United States of America with the hymn Immaculate Mary. David, by the way, is a musician and songwriter in both the sacred and secular sectors, and you can visit his website at davidloria.com and his blog at blog.davidloria.com. We'll leave that link in the show notes. So without further ado, let's sing the Krakowska Kielbasa song together. Seamus, you lead. Oh, and just click on the link in the show notes that says Winning Krakowska Kielbasa Parody. Okay? Take it away, Seamus.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Boom, boom, boom.
Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Crystals Vincent promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Oh, by the way, Seamus was asked by David to go ahead and sing this. We have lots more for you, including what we have next, the semi-live part of our show.
Crystals Vincent semi-live
on Route 3.
Well, today our semi-live segment takes us on Route 3 in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Plymouth, of course, is where the first Thanksgiving took place in 1621. And Route 3 is a highway that stretches from Route 6 in Cape Cod all the way up to Interstate 93 in Quincy. A couple of things unique to this trip compared to anywhere else in southern New England. One, Plymouth has an area of 134 square miles, larger than any other city or town in southern New England. And two, Route 3 is the only freeway in New England where the speed limit is 60 miles an hour. Now, of course, as you go further west, you see 60-mile-an-hour speed limits in many cities like St. Louis, Springfield, Missouri, Salt Lake City, you know, places out there. But out here in southern New England, it's usually either 55 or 65. There is no 60. Except out here on Route 3. Anywho, let's run through the music we played for Mass on November 16th. Extraordinary Form Low Mass for the 27th Sunday after Pentecost. Before we do, however, it is with a heavy heart that I have to announce that this will be the last Extraordinary Form Mass at St. Leo's. As much as Father Fassette would like to continue with this Mass, let's face it, attendance has been very poor as of late, and the parish is losing a shirt over it. A perfect example is last month's traditional Latin Mass. Right off the top, Father pays me, there's $2 left to spare. So much for heating the church, or electrifying it. It's too bad, as Father Fassette is a big supporter of the Extraordinary Form Mass, and so is our bishop, Bishop Thomas Tobin. Father Fassette is also very appreciative of good music. He's always supported my work as a parish musician. I'm very optimistic that we'll work together again in some way, shape, or form. He's an excellent pastor, priest, shepherd, and employer, not to mention he's a man of his word. So without further ado, here's our opening hymn. Now you just heard The Kingdom of God, text by Bryn Rees, and the tune Laudate Dominum by Charles Hubert Hastings Parry. Many people are familiar with this tune with the text Sing Praise to the Lord, or O Praise Ye the Lord. And now here's our offertory.
Thank you.
Ave Verum Corpus. Text written in the 14th century by Pope Innocent VI. That goes to show that St. Thomas Aquinas wasn't the only one back then who could write great Eucharistic hymns. By the way, those great Eucharistic hymns of St. Thomas Aquinas of Pope Innocent VI still hold firm to this day. You people who do the ordinary form thing should try it sometime. You'll never go wrong with it, I promise. Musical setting here, none other than Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And now here's our hymn during communion. Ange lingua gloriosi. Funny, I mentioned St. Thomas Aquinas earlier because this is one of those great Eucharistic hymns of his. The musical setting is a Mode 3 chant. And now finally, here's our recessional hymn. There you have it, To Jesus Christ, Our Sovereign King. Text by the late Monsignor Martin Hellreigel. And the tune, titled Ich Glaub an Gott, comes from a hymnal published in Mainz, Germany, back in 1870. Don't touch that mouse, we got more to come.
The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. Who is this King of Glory? How shall we call him? He is Emmanuel.
There's still a few versions of this clip on YouTube. It's Stephen Colbert in a closing clip from an earlier show that he starred in called Strangers with Candy, before he really gained his fame in the Colbert Report. I'll leave a link in the show notes to one of these video clips. Please remember that this clip is for entertainment purposes only and not to be done at Holy Mass, as much as some may be tempted to do with the solemnity of Christ the King coming soon in the ordinary form liturgical calendar. Very similar to our 100th show, I figured I'd do a timeline here on our 150th. A timeline that stretches from the centennial to our cent and a half tennial. Now we start off with Seamus introducing 101 Damnations on our 101st episode.
Remember those numbers, 2 and 101.
Why 2 and 101?
Easy. The last two sets of psalm tones and 101 Damnations.
Then the squirrels raid our studio in our second episode of Crystal's Vintage TV.
I have in my right hand today's Crystal's Vintage Top 10 list. Brought to you by Hallelujah Chi Chi.
However, just 2 days after that episode went up, I lost my job as music director at Holy Ghost Church. To add to the damage, my hard drive went kaput, and it was a couple of weeks before I could get going again. But once we got back up, we were back at work. In lieu of our In What We Have Done and In What We Are Going to Do segment, where we reviewed our previous Sunday's music and previewed the following Sunday's music.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Suggestion Box.
We introduced our Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Suggestion Box. We still use this suggestion box segment on weeks where we have no music to record from the previous Sunday's Mass. Yes, I still fill in for other organists here and there, as needed. Now in episode 105, I introduced our first ever challenge. Of course, no one took part. Oh well, no prize given. We introduced this same challenge on episode number 3 of Christos Vintage TV just a couple of days later. And then we issue a doggy treat, a song parody given to me by a friend of a friend of mine called Of Beagle's Things. And then from December 17th to the 23rd, 2007, episodes 107 to 113, we recorded a new episode every day, one for each of the O Antiphons, where we briefly discuss and chant the appointed O Antiphon of that particular day. One of those episodes, number 109, we pulled off what a couple of listeners thought was our funniest Don't Do This at Church segment ever. It was this politically correct but liturgically incorrect Christmas carol.
God rest you merry, everyone, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born this holiday.
And on episode 111, we introduced Krakowska Kielbasa as the official deli meat of Christos Vinci Anywhere at Christos Vinci TV. This is, of course, the same Krakowska Kielbasa that you heard the parody about earlier on our show, sung to the tune of Immaculate Mary. Now, starting with episode 114, we begin a new whitelist as we try to fish out the good pieces of music that might still be lingering in the hymnal Gather Comprehensive second edition. And at the same time, we introduce a new laundry detergent just for the occasion.
Ay, 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 ay. New Christos Vincit Whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Aye, 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 aye.
New Christos Vincit Whitewash.
On episode 117, we posed a new challenge, and this time we had a taker. David Doyle, who often signs on under the nom de plume Seamus Rocks.
You bet I do.
Won the challenge by sending me an image of a box of that same laundry detergent, Christos Vincit Whitewash. The winner was announced on episode number 120. You can see that box still on the sidebar of the archives page of our website at christosvincit.com. Not the index page, but on the archives page. In the midst of all that, we produced a two-part series on the pronunciation of Latin on Christos Vincit TV. Episodes 4 and 5. Episode 121 began a series on the official chants for Holy Week. And on episode number 126, we introduced the beginning of a new group formed on Facebook by one of our listeners, Mary McKenzie, called Fans of Christos Vincit Anywhere, which is holding strong to this day with about 60 fans.
Can I help you?
Yes.
I'd like to get 2 pounds of Krakowska Kielbasa, please.
On that same episode, we tried our hand at a new promo swap campaign where we would promote a deli that sells Krakowska Kielbasa in exchange for one of our plaques hanging in their store. Only one deli bit. And on episode 127, while most TV networks were playing Easter specials, we presented our first ever Spy Wednesday special. And during the month of April, we embarked on a two-part series on Bad Masses, kind of like an extended version of Don't Do This at Church. Sandwiched in between was A Tale of Two Cities, where we contrasted the music of the papal masses in Washington, D.C., and in New York City. And on episode 134, we began a series in which we compared the 1994 and 2004 editions of the hymnal Gather Comprehensive. And at the end of June, while awaiting a new camera, Seamus took it upon himself to introduce a video cast of his own, thus the 6th episode of Christos Vincit TV.
Hi there, Seamus here. The first part of the Seamus O'Reilly Show is brought to you by beer, the official drink of yours truly. Get yours by the keg today.
Episode 139 saw the beginning of a series where we reviewed GIA's original hymnal for the ordinary form of Mass, Worship 1. Also, Feast for the Week became Feast for the Month. And on episode 141, we have a couple of announcements to make. Listen.
We rudely interrupt this program to bring you the following Crystal Spidget News Bulletin.
I coded.
Not that one. This one.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Listen to that crowd roar from the Vatican. I wonder what he's got to announce. Habeo positum. Whoa! That habeo positum means I have a job. And that was my announcement of the job offer I had accepted at Schwann's Home Food Service. And now the following new audio promo for Christos Vinci at the blog was also played here.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Habemus snarkos. Brianis Michaelis Pagina. Et Yasonis Alexandris Pennington.
Qui sibi nomen imposuit
Christus vincit the blog. You never know what's going to happen at Crystal's Vinci at the blog with your snark team, Brian Michael Page and Jason Pennington. Liturgy, music, and fun that you can read right from your computer, or you can even print it up and read it on a park bench just like a newspaper. You can even line a kitty litter box with it. It's the best thing since newsprint. Come join us if you dare. CrystalsVinci.blogspot.com. And in episode 142, the Vatican speaks out. No more Yahweh.
Ha ha!
We also have one of our best top 10 lists ever. The top 10 reasons Seamus is banned from campgrounds across the USA. Number 10, constantly breaks zero tolerance policy on alcohol by filling camper with kegs. Number 9, blood alcohol level at check-in, 0.15. That's 0.07 over the legal limit in Rhode Island and most other states, too. Number 8, blood alcohol level at checkout, 1.15. Number 7, puts on clinic on how not to walk by stumbling and belching in front of a park ranger. Number 6, definition of beer-battered fish, beating fish mercilessly with a club after having a few too many beers. Number 5, sets up weather machine for downpours aimed at yours truly's campsite, rains all day Monday. Number 4, belches kumbaya 70 times, 7 times too many. Number 3, crashes camp square dance party, assaults and replaces caller. Number 2, sets entire site on fire with just 2 pieces of wood, 1 match, 4 cans of lighter fluid, and 1 roll of toilet paper. And the number 1 reason Seamus is banned from campsites across the USA? Tries to get all charges dismissed in exchange for a week-old donut. And we introduce a couple of new features, both of which are in episode 148. Zeke the Porch Monkey and the Schwann Schnark. On that same show, we also point out the treatment we gave someone who dared to ask us to sing on Eagle's Wings at a traditional Latin Mass. We also introduce our series where we review the 2009 music issue, which, by the way, will resume in our next episode. Finally, Seamus got his license back on episode 149, and guess what happened when he went across the Sagamore Bridge on Cape Cod?
Well, we're now approaching the Sagamore Bridge, and... Uh-oh!
Why should we not be surprised, eh? Now, I know we're not getting shows up as often as we used to. After all, I've been working 10 to 12 hour days with this new job, so that hasn't left me much time to do much recording. Many times when I come home, the kids are already sleeping, so I do what I can do on the weekends. And to boot, I'm a firm believer in quality. I don't want to throw just any old crap together. I want to thank you for your continued listening and for bearing with me. Please rest assured that Crystal's Vintage Anywhere will continue posting shows as regularly as humanly possible. Finally, don't forget to make use of our interactive corner, found on our homepage at crystalsvintage.com. That includes our message boards, fans of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere on Facebook, voting on Podcast Alley, and many other goodies. Again, thank you. And now we welcome our musical guest, the St. Luke Church Contemporary Choir. We all are God, as done by the St. Luke Church Contemporary Choir, that is, the Contemporary Choir of St. Luke's Church in Barrington, Rhode Island, and directed by David Lauria, the winner of our Krakowska Kielbasa Parody Contest. You just heard his song earlier on our show. Text written by Martin Rinkot, translated by Catherine Winkworth. The tune, of course, is Noon Donkit, written by Johann Kruger, and arranged by David Lauria, conducted by him as well. And the cantor is Karen Casali. And you can check out the choir website, davidlauria.com/choir. I'll leave that link in the show notes. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the
Ugly.
Brought to you by Opera Karaoke. It's vicious. Well, I was reading this post over at a blog called The Lair of the Catholic Caveman, and it mentions that the Vatican is looking into moving the sign of peace to a different place in the Mass in order to make it more solemn, or I should say, to restore some solemnity in the Mass, rather than the big social event that it has become in many parishes just before communion time. True story. The blog post cites La Osservatore Romano, which is the Vatican newspaper. However, it doesn't link it. It probably wouldn't hurt just to have the sign of peace removed completely. You know, never mind moving it, just remove it. But I'll digress. Whatever Pope Benedict wants to do at this point is fine by me. So, here is the good, the bad, and the ugly, based on the sign of peace as it was intended when the 1970 Roman Missal was written. Here we go.
The good!
Simply going to the people in your immediate area, shaking their hands and wishing that the peace of the Lord actually be with them.
The bad!
Skipping over from pew to pew, or in some places from chair to chair, giving big hugs and kisses to your friends and saying stuff like, "Hi, how are you? How's the wife and kids? Hey, stop over my place after Mass and we'll break open the keg, hey?" The ugly! All that skipping over from pew to pew, hugging and socializing, while having to endure such goofy songs as Let There Be Peas and Carrots on Earth, or Carrie Landry's little ditty, Peacetime. Christos Vincit.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
X-Tree, read all about it. News at the door from the Swan Snark.
Okay, you vegetables, listen up. We've got the latest craze in microwave veggies. Schwann's new micro-steam corn and micro-steam green beans. Three pouches of veggies, each with enough to add to the meals of four hungry people. Just pop a pouch into the Nuke-em-up box for 4 minutes and just take a whiff. Mmm. Just $6.99 a bag, or even better, buy any two and save a buck. And while you're at it, pick up a couple of pies. Any two pies, $2 off. Finally, for you chocolate lovers, you like cake? We've got the cake that will put you in chocolate heaven. It's the Magnificent 7 cake, available only at Schwann's. Layers of chocolate filled in with chocolate and vanilla mousse. Hey, rookie! Not that mousse. Get this giant cake for just $32.99. Just don't eat it all in one day. At Schwann's, we're prepared to serve. Some closing notes for you here. A couple of episodes ago, I had mentioned that Seamus' drinking buddy, Fergus O'Malley, has a long-lost uncle, Mexican wannabe Poncho O'Malley. It turns out that Poncho's restaurant is in Narragansett, Rhode Island on Point Judith Road. And I'm going to leave a picture of that bus shelter sign I was talking about in the show notes. You'll get to see what he looks like. Oh, and by the way, yes, this is a real restaurant. Hey, is that a horse or an ass that he's riding, by the way? Don't forget to get that vote in at Podcast Alley. You can find that and many other fun activities in the Christos Vincit Interactive Corner. We also have our message board. You can leave feedback on that. Also, I welcome any and all listeners and fans to join the latest Facebook craze, Fans of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Just log on to christosvincit.com and you'll find all of these things absolutely free. I want to thank you for joining me today. Join us again for our next episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere, or Christos Vincit TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. Let's do another 150 shows now, shall we? Oh, and hang in there for the next 2.5 minutes more while we present our postlude from the final traditional Latin Mass at St. Leo the Great. This one is called Rigodon, written by Andre Campra. In the meantime, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Midget Anywhere. Crystal's Midget Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Crystal's Midget Network. This broadcast is copyright 2008, Brian Michael Page.
Made on a crappy PC.